Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, February 15th. Travelers will no longer need a PCR test to get into Canada. That announcement came from Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos earlier today, who said vaccinated travelers will no longer need the test to get into the country as of February 28th. Instead, travelers can opt for a rapid antigen test as long as it's approved by the country they're coming from. Duclos says unvaccinated children traveling with vaccinated adults who come to Canada will no longer have to isolate from school or daycare for 14 days. However, he said some fully vaccinated travelers might still be randomly selected for a molecular test at the airport. He did say they won't be required to quarantine while they wait for the result. Meanwhile, unvaccinated Canadians will still need to be tested at the airport and isolate upon arrival. The travel health notice will change from level 3 to level 2, meaning Canadians no longer will be advised to avoid non-essential travel. Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly is resigning. This comes as protesters remain in the nation's capital city. Ottawa police have been criticized for their handling of the protest. Meanwhile, South Bruce OPP say they are aware of a vehicle convoy planned for today. OPP say they recognize the rights of everyone to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly and say their role is to ensure public safety and to keep the peace. OPP say drivers can expect delays along the route from Hanover to downtown Walkerton. OPP are asking convoy participants to obey all traffic laws and behave in a manner that ensures safety for all users of the road. South Bruce OPP say two drivers have been pronounced deceased following a collision in Brant Township. Police say at about 10:30 Sunday night, they received a report of a two-vehicle crash on Bruce Road 19. OPP, Elmwood firefighters, and Grey County paramedics responded. Police say investigators determined each vehicle had one occupant. Both people were pronounced deceased at the scene. Police did not release their names. Owen Sound Council has officially passed the city's 2022 budget. It comes with a combined increase of 2.46%, or about $102 more on annual tax bills for the average homeowner with a property assessed at $235,000. The budget includes a $15.5 million capital program, which includes the start of the second phase of the downtown River Precinct project on the 900 block of First Avenue East, and several upgrades at Harrison Park, including the replacement of the Weavers Creek Boardwalk. Saugeen Shores Council has approved the town's 2022 business plan and budget. It comes with a 4.5% combined increase, which will cost the average homeowner an additional $186 on their annual tax bills. The town's business plan includes beginning work this year on drawings for a new aquatic center in order to begin construction in 2023. A $25,000 donation has been received by the Canadian Mental Health Association Grey Bruce as proceeds from the Knights of Columbus Radio Bingo on Bayshore Broadcasting's 560 CFOS. Jim Cummings from the Knights of Columbus says they presented the check yesterday, bringing their total donations, which started back in March of 2021, to $45,000. The funds go to CMHA youth programs. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 21,502, up 150 points. The Dow Jones is up 422 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.61 U.S. cents, up 5/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $92, down $3.46 a barrel. In sports, in men's Olympic hockey playoffs, Canada advances to meet Sweden tomorrow morning in the quarterfinals after beating China 7-2. Tonight, the U.S. plays Slovakia at 11:10. In Olympic curling, Canada's Brad Gushue defeated China but lost in an extra end to Russia today. Canada is 5-3 in men's curling. Canada has 17 medals at the Winter Games, including two gold medals. Earlier today, Canadian long track speed skaters Isabelle Wiedemann, Evany Blondin, and Valerie Malte won the gold medal in the team pursuit as they defeated Japan. In the National Hockey League, 9 games tonight, including St. Louis at Ottawa, Calgary hosts Columbus, and Edmonton visits Los Angeles. The Toronto Maple Leafs will host Pittsburgh Thursday. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack hosts the Barrie Colts at 7. Of note, 2 games that were scheduled for this week in Owen Sound, pitting the Attack against Kitchener, have been postponed. No makeup date has been established for those games, but it's believed believed, the OHL will formally announce the season is being extended to April 17th, and the Kitchener games in Owen Sound could be inserted there. In the NBA, seven games tonight, including Dallas at Miami to meet the Heat. Miami leads the Eastern Conference by a half game over Chicago. The Toronto Raptors visit Minnesota tomorrow. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.